Hello?
What?
Ah, it's yourself. Listen, Miley and the Ferry Finnegan blew in at 2 a.m. the other night looking for a feed, you know. They thought they'd catch me out, like. Anyways, I just said I was slipping out to lock me car. In fact, I flew down to 24 hours in Radmines.
What?
Do you not know, Anton? 24 hours at the shop in Lower Radmines Road, almost opposite the church. It's open 24 hours a day, every day, even on Christmas Day. It's got everything. Coal, gas, papers. But I got rashers anyway, and sausages and a couple of chops and tomatoes and all. And didn't I make the lads the best mixed grill they ever got? They won't be slagging me at home now. 24 hours really saved me bacon.
24 hours. Lower Radmines Road, the only shop on Dublin's south side that's open round the clock all year round.
Boss, there's a froggy with a container of bikes outside.
Can't take them till next week. I'm no room for them. That's why I'm selling the Godfrey for £130, the BMX Mustangs for £89.95, TCX 1000s for £109.95, and that 5-speed racer you're messing with for £114.95.
Oh, let's go for level 3.
Ça va. Oui, oui, directement au Bray.
What?
He's taking them to that store in Bray. Judging how long it takes you to get in here, they need a bit of help with transport. Now get on your bike to Bray and start selling them before you have me broke.
The Penny Farthing Bicycle Store, Angel Street and Castle Street, Bray.
Merry Christmas from Radio
bottom, but you always saw the light, and now you're ready for your journey, one direction, reaching high, feeling of the spirit, always present as you climb, one direction, one vibration, that's the message, let it try. And you climb, one direction, one vibration, that's the method, you can make it.
Davey Winwood, while you see a chance, take it. At 22 minutes now to 10 o'clock, hello to Barry and Ruth, and also to Lisa and Paula in Blackpool. Good evening to you, enjoying your favourites on 88 FM. Hope you're keeping well, a happy Christmas to you, and a very happy New Year too. And hello also to Ronnie and Sess, and for everybody on the Sellafield Nuclear Reprocessing Plant in Cumbria on the west coast of England, the night shift there. They're enjoying the favourites on 88 FM. Here we're going on a shore cruise. For you, who is Jackson Brown? Explosive stuff. This is called Before the Deluge.
Some of them were dreamers. Some of them were fools. We were making plans and thinking of the future. With the energy of the innocent, they were gathering the tools they would need to make their back to nature.
When the light that's lost within us reaches the sky.
Jackson Browne, good song, Before the Deluge. Now, if you're a person who bought three disco records tonight, around about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the Stillorgan Shopping Centre, and you lost them there, well, they are found, and we have the person who found them, and he's going to drop them into Nova tonight. So if you've lost those records and you're looking for them back this evening, give us a tinkle here on 604043 before midnight tonight, okay? And the records will be yours back again, okay? Because they were found at 5 o'clock this evening in the Stillorgan Shopping Centre, three disco records, and they'll be in Nova before midnight tonight. So if they're yours, give us a tinkle. 604043, okay?
Kind of love. into top gear with the best in gear from Graffiti, the Main Mall Ilex Center.
There's never been a shop like it.
Graffiti, yes.
Ho, 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 ho.
I don't care what your name is, but get those reindeers off my roof. I'm off to Maxim's. Great Christmas parties every night this week. The best of music, the nicest people, and great atmosphere. Everyone's having their Christmas party at Maxim's tonight. Any chance of a lift?
Radio Nova, playing all over Dublin.
Tattle
tail down and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Came the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have drove deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan seems like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimes, it had rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gets up for dead when the gales of November come early.
I like it too much.
Over, darling.
On 819 kilohertz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm David Malone. Good evening. The police inspector who was injured in the bombing at Harrods department store in London a week ago died tonight in a Middlesex hospital. 34-year-old Inspector Stephen Dodd was one of a team of police officers investigating the car bomb just as it exploded. He suffered severe head injuries as well as burns. He was married with three children. Heavy fighting has broken out in the southern suburbs of Beirut. Security sources say gunmen are trying to infiltrate strongholds abandoned during the day by French troops. It's the first heavy fighting in the city since Beirut Airport reopened on December the 16th. Armed Gardaí raided a number of houses in County Mayo today in an effort to find the three-man gang who escaped from a house in Clare Morris last Wednesday evening. The houses were raided, according to the Gardaí, on the basis of certain information they'd received, but as yet the gang hasn't been found. At the same time, the search for the Tidy Kidnap gang at Ballinamore in County Leitrim has been scaled down. However, checkpoints in the area will be manned by some 250 Gardaí and troops over Christmas. In Ballybay in County Monaghan, two people got away with £400 in a raid on a garage today. They made their escape on foot. Two men have been rescued after their helicopter went down in the North Sea off the Shetland Islands this evening. The helicopter had just finished a search and rescue training exercise at the Brent oil field. Two Canadian missionary nurses have arrived in South Africa after being freed by Angolan rebels. Marion Wilson and Nora Draper were taken hostage 6 weeks ago. The Canadian embassy in Pretoria hopes to fly them home in time for Christmas. Meanwhile, reports from Lusaka say that two nurses from Northern Ireland who've been missing in Angola for 5 weeks are safe and working in the Angolan town of Luena. Emily Roundtree and Eva Walk left Zambia for Angola on hearing that the Canadian nurses were their colleagues had been abducted. In Bethlehem, the traditional Christmas celebrations have begun amid tight security. There's concern over recent bomb attacks against both Christian and Muslim targets in the center of the town. Armed Israeli soldiers have been mingling with the large numbers of pilgrims who've come from all over the world to celebrate the birth of Jesus. The celebrations are continuing this evening, and at midnight there'll be Mass at the Church of the Nativity. Finally, observers have been looking at the night sky since about 8 o'clock this evening, all bidding to be the first to see Santa Claus. Last-minute preparations were made at the North Pole yesterday, as literally millions of presents were loaded onto the sleigh. And we've just heard that the first Irish sighting of Santa Claus was about 10 minutes ago over the Dublin Mountains. The sleigh has since been seen over the north side of the city, though it did go in the wrong direction at one stage as a result of interference to Santa's controls emanating from the Donnybrook area. During the night, Santa is expected to travel over 200,000 miles and visit millions of homes throughout the world. Safe journey. That's the Independent Radio News from Dublin. It's 3 minutes past ten.
Radio Nova.
Thanks, David. I hope he pops into me and drops in a few. Look at the weather for tonight. Mostly dry and very windy. The city high, 8 degrees Celsius. The winds, southwesterly, force 6 to gale force 8. And the outlook for Christmas Day, plenty of prezzies. Well, I hope so anyway. Dry and sunny in all areas. That looks good.
Shake yourself, you're everything.
Ago with Vietnam for David Marr, who's listening to us in Glasnevin, and he'd like to say hello to all his uncle and aunts and his cousins and his all his friends. He'd like to wish them all a happy Christmas. 20 minutes after 10 o'clock, something in a moment from the Rolling Stones.
Shaolin Kempo.
Southside and Wicklow people who are interested in learning the ancient art of Shaolin Kempo now have the opportunity to study under the professionals. World-renowned master Fred Vallari has now opened a superb purpose-built studio in Bray. Classes are held every day from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. under the personal supervision of European director Maurice Mahan. So come along to the Fred Vallari Karate Studio, a member of the Irish Federation of Studios at Castle Street, Bray.
Shaolin Kempo.
Merry Christmas on Radio Nova. I wish you a great new year.
let your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, Noel, be hail on hell. The Christmas we get, we deserve.
Diamonds, beautifully cut, mounted in gold. Fabulous watches, analog and digital. A special selection of thoughtful gifts in gold and silver for the man or woman in your life. Christmas gifts at Lawrence's, the diamond ring specialists of Henry Street and Ilac Center.
Only love can find me.
scheme. Though I never knew you at all, you had the grace to hold yourself, but those around you crawl. They crawl out of the woodwork and they whisper into your brain. They set you on the treadmill and they made you change your name. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just here. Your candle burned out long before your legend ever did. Was that Marilyn was found in the news. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just here. Your candle burned out Marilyn Monroe. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing who to cling to when the rain set in. And I would have liked to know you, but I was just here. The candle burned out long before ever did. The candle burned out long before the legend ever did.
Where things are even better than they seem. I wanna go, go to where the light's inside the fire of the glow. You can believe when I tell you it's true. Well, take a little ride with me. And you can see that you already knew. Look inside and you will see that love.
when all fancy dancing days are through. Where would you go when all the neon lights have lost their glow? Take a little ride with me. And you can see that you already knew. Look inside and you will see that love is waiting just around the bend, waiting for you to turn our time on. Waiting, and it will never end. Give up your own.
Al Jarreau with Lovers Waiting on the Saturday night, Christmas Eve. And a very good evening to you. I do hope you're keeping well tonight. Hello to Liam Coburn, who's checking us out this evening. And also hello to Tony, who's working late in Smith's Garage in Dolphin's Barn. Actually, it says here he's making a fortune on tips. Oh, making so much money on tips, they call him Rocky Marciano. 20 minutes to 11. Here's Elkie Brooks with her version of the Chris Rea hit, Fool If You Think It's Over.
A dying flame, you're free again. Who could love do that to you? All dressed in black, he won't be coming back. Save your tears. Years and years, the pain.
say the same, baby. Since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is all I need. Let me be the one you come running to.
People phoned in over the last hour or so wanting to hear that particular record again. It's by Tina Turner. Powerful stuff altogether. Let's Stay Together. 11 minutes to 11 o'clock. Christmas Eve in Dublin City. And it's on Nova 88 FM in stereo and 819 on your AM band. Hello now to Sheila and Pat Halton in Enfield. All the family wish you a happy Christmas and a happy new year also. And also for the Cotter family in Selbridge, Gillian wishes you the same.
Good or bad, happy yourself.
Now you have it. And also all the staff in St. Patrick's Hospital, from all the staff in Hospital Number 6. They wish you a happy Christmas and the same to you over the new year. Saturday night, playing favourites for Ballantyre and all over Leinster. It's Nova. It is Candles by Chris Rea.
With my basket of roses.
Yes, and I...
Come to bring me a bottle of champagne as well as that beautiful basket.
Oh, man.
In fact, anyone can have the same delivered to the one they love this Christmas morning by ringing Flowers by Elizabeth, the Interflora florist, on 606-881.
How do you know all this?
because my other boyfriend already sent me some this morning.
Have Santa deliver roses and champagne to the one you love this Christmas morning by calling Flowers by Elizabeth now on 606-881.
Play on down to Bargain Town.
The prices are only famous.
Shattered windscreen, door or vent glass, get rapid service from the experts. All weather, truck and auto glass company. Grand Canal Quay branch, open all day Sunday.
Merry Christmas from Radio Nova.
Thank you.
Robinson twins for Mick and Marion Whitty in Coolcox Estate in County Wexford, and also for Joan and Carmel Bow in Feathercurn in Talla, John and Elizabeth in Pinewood Crescent in Glasnevin, and would like to wish you a happy Christmas and a happy New Year. We've got a record for you coming up in just a few moments' time. In fact, it's by Joe Cocker, and all that in just a tick.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm David Malone. Good evening. The police inspector who was injured in the bombing at Harrods department store in London a week ago died tonight in a Middlesex hospital. 34-year-old Inspector Stephen Dodd was one of a team of police officers investigating the car bomb just as it exploded. He suffered severe head injuries as well as burns. He was married with three children. There's been heavy fighting in Beirut between the Lebanese army and Muslim gunmen. Beirut Radio said the gunmen had tried to infiltrate areas left by the French forces. It's the first serious conflict since a ceasefire came into force over a week ago. Armed Gardaí raided a number of houses in County Mayo today in an effort to find the three-man gang who escaped from a house in Clare Morris last Wednesday evening. The houses were raided, according to the Gardaí, on the basis of certain information they'd received, but as yet the gang hasn't been found. At the same time, the search for the Tidy kidnapped gang at Ballinamore in County Leitrim has been scaled down. However, checkpoints in the area will be manned by some 250 Gardaían troops over Christmas. In Ballybay in County Monaghan, two people got away with £400 in a raid on a garage today. They made their escape on foot. Abroad again, and two members of a wealthy Italian family kidnapped last month have been set free. They're Anna Bulgari Calissoni and her 16-year-old son Giorgio. Earlier in the week, the Bulgari family, who owned jewellery shops, said that they were ready to negotiate with the kidnappers. They'd been sent a severed ear, believed to be the boys, as a warning. Many parts of the United States are suffering from blizzards and Arctic temperatures. More than 140 deaths in the past week have been attributed to the weather, mainly as a result of road accidents. Women camping outside Greenland Common Air Base say they've been given more food than they can eat this Christmas. Well-wishers have sent stacks of food and clothing to the peace camp, where about 100 women and children will spend Christmas. The women plan to deliver some of the parcels to old people's homes in the area. Money has also been sent to the camp from all over the world. And finally, a Mexican doctor has set out from San Diego in Chile in a wheelchair on what's planned to be a 12,000-mile trip to the United Nations in New York. The chair is fitted with a roof, a two-way radio, and headlamps. The doctor says he wants to draw attention to the plight of the 500 million handicapped people around the world. He expects the journey will take him 6 to 7 years, as his wheelchair can only manage 4 miles a day at best. Independent Radio News from Dublin, it's 3 minutes past 11.
Radio Nova.
Thank you, Dave. A look at the weather for tonight. Mostly dry and very windy tonight. The city high only 5 degrees Celsius. The winds are southwesterly, force 6-2, gale force 8. And the outlook for Christmas Day, dry and sunny in all areas.
Of the sun in New York Street. An out of world music plays a solo saxophone. And he's preaching and he's teaching. And he stands up all alone. Stranded in the dark of a vision in a park. A poet in his madness tries to start another line. And he's losing and he's choosing. And he's lazy to do it now. And they look from such a height. Somehow it's alright. They're talking back to the night. That's all that'll make him die.
If you listen, you can hear them.